Never in that word. Okay. When you pick corn, the green covering, you take off the ears.
Shucks.
Okay, fine. The kind of corn that is tender enough to eat off the cob is?
Rusnir.
Okay. Are there any other names you might have for that?
Well, just corn on the cob. Oh, there's several things that you can do with it, you know, bake it or boil it, either one.
Mm-hmm. That would be good. Any names for ordinary corn, young and tender enough to eat off the cob, rather than taking it to eat on the cob? How about the term, have you ever heard a sweet corn or a mutton corn?
Yeah, that's the kind we grow, is a sweet corn, but I mean, I just never refer to it as
that.
Sweet
yeah. corn, okay. Corn on the cob.
Well, the earliest we eat off the cob, you know, mm-hmm. on the cob. And then as it gets older, we use it for cream-style corn.
Okay.
Or whole kernel, either one, whichever one you want to do with it.
Just peel it right off of there. Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you call the top of the corn stalk? That little thing that...
Tassel.
Okay. The stringy stuff that comes inside the corn and reaches to the top, those are the corn?
Silks.
Large round fruit that grows in the ground and you make a pie out of at Thanksgiving. It's a large fruit.
They don't grow in the ground, is that what you're saying?
That grows on the ground. I'm sorry.
The pumpkins.
Okay, I was wondering why you look so puzzled. Ah, they don't grow in the ground because you can see them. Okay. The kind of small yellow crook-necked vegetable is called a...
Squash.
Okay. Any name for it if you let it dry? Have you ever done that?
No, I never have done that.
Okay, fine. What kinds of melons do you raise?
Well, not any this year, but we have raised cantaloupe and watermelon, muskmelon, and we raise butternut squash, mm-hmm. which is, well, this is not in with that category, but it's sort of a sweet potato tasting between that and a pumpkin.
Those are really good. Okay, fine. What springs up in the woods and fields after a rain? They're little white umbrella-shaped things.
Mushrooms.
Okay, that's good. I think you mentioned, or maybe you didn't mention before, when we were talking about melons. They're large, green, and I think you mentioned...
The watermelons.
The watermelon with a rind. Okay. Are there any different kinds of watermelons you might know about? As far as size,
oh,
shape,
there's large, solid green ones. I don't really know the term, I mean, the names for them, but then there's the long, striped green and cream-colored, and then there's the little pale, long, that doesn't have a streak on it, and some of them are yellow-meated, and some of them are the red.
We got a short, squatty, fat one that Richard brought back from South Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
It was delicious. I couldn't believe how good it was. It was just a short, squatty
watermelon.
It was the red meated, the pink. It was really good. It's the only one we've had.
But it seems like they've been sweeter this year than the cantaloupe also, than they've been, you know, in several seasons.
Cantaloupe is delicious.
Yeah.
Okay, anything that looks like, kind of like a mushroom, only it's not as good to eat, and you tell people to stay away from it, really. What might this be called?
Or toadstool.
If a man has a sore throat, so the inside of his throat is all swollen, you'd say, he couldn't eat that piece of meat because he couldn't...
Swallow.
Okay. He could chew it, but he couldn't...
Swallow.
All right, fine. Okay. Some people smoke pipes and others smoke...
Cigarettes and cigars.
Fine. There were a lot of people at the party having a good time. They were standing around the piano.
And singing.
Okay. And if a funny story had been told, they'd all be...
Laughing.
All right. And together they'd all be these two different groups. The ones at the piano and the ones sitting around together.
Singing and laughing. Or laughing and singing, whichever.
Fine.